Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 227 of the Coolin' Out podcast.
And it's Kev.
And it is Rel. Damn, I said that out loud. That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
227. We too good to y'all.
Yeah, it is a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I guess when you're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Past couple of weeks, I started, you know, saying the episode. I'm like, damn, 200 and something. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. Anyway, how are you, brother?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Put up on a little tangent. Yo, they don't appreciate us.
yeah, nothing crazy. Yeah, just coming off the holiday weekend, Valentine's Day weekend. Enjoyed myself.
And,
now back into the grind.
Yeah. Really, did you have Monday off for President's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. That's what's up. That's good. That's good. Yeah, man. I'm going on vacation next week. So I'm
congrats, man.
Whatever. I don't know. I'm trying to give it to the man. I don't know. I'm trying my best to not like mentally I'm already going on vacation. And it's hard to like try to do stuff like with like any kind of like urgency when you're not like into it. Yeah. I just keep finding myself like not pushing things along, but like really just like, all right, like even if like some the littlest test, I'm like, all right, Jero, you gotta do this, you gotta get this done. And I'm like having pep talks to send out an email. So I think it's for the best that I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
Everyone's best interest.
Yeah. You are overdue.
Yeah. So that's everyone's best interest. But definitely looking forward to that. Looking forward to some sun. And just
warm,
relaxing, not waking up feeling anxious about an email or anything. So that's gonna feel really good. so I can't wait for that. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Yeah, outside of that, man, just been chilling. Nothing really new.
I hear you on that. I hear you on that.
What'd you do for I'm going to put you on the spot. What'd you do for Valentine's Day, though?
The actual day, just chilled and cooked. Gotcha. In the grill.
You cooked?
No.
Oh. No. I'm about to say.
I chopped some stuff up, but no.
Oh, I'm about to say. Trying to
I
get
let
that
the
ring
lady
back.
Handle that. No.
You chopped some stuff up? That's good.
Yeah, I got this... Rezzy did this, like, you can reserve a pizza at this pizza spot down in, what is it, near Red Hook. Got that, got groceries. My lady got me a cookbook, so we looked up a recipe and did that. And that was coming off, that's Sunday, actual Valentine's Day. Coming off Saturday, we went to this exhibit in West Village, Color Factory. And then we got dinner in the West Village. So that was nice.
That what's that pizza shop that was in Bushwick that was near Ray's old spot?
Archie's.
Yeah, RIP. The pizza you got on in Red Hook, was it better than that?
No, but it was good. Okay. Nothing's better than Archie's.
Nah, I had to see. It was like a new thing that was out.
No, it was free. It was like for valued members or something while supplies lasted. So I'm like, yeah, why not? Yeah. The whole weekend. Yeah. That was good.
Was it good because it was free, or was it actually
good? No, it's good. It's good pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then yeah, just chilled and watched TV and cooked and just chilled.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I've been getting out a bit more. You know, I'm like anti go out on the weekdays now.
Mm-hmm.
But my cousin's here, so like I've been trying to just get out more now. Went to Topgolf yesterday, and then last Wednesday, like went to a wine bar, met up with some friends here. So it actually feels good actually to like. I don't know, because before I used to be down to make weekday moves, and I think that like the pandemic kind of just like made me like really like blah, like Monday, Fridays for work, and then like, you know, on Saturday and Sunday I might do something, like a strong might, but it felt good to like break up the week and get out on a weekday and just do something different rather than work, gym, eat, sleep.
Yeah, it's important, man. Yeah. I'm starting to feel a little, so it's important just to break it up, because we're getting more and more snow later this week. So
it's getting crazy up there for y'all.
Yeah,
like it's cold down here, but none of that snow. I think y'all about to get another snowstorm. We're supposed to get like freezing rain, I think, and people are panicking. Like, oh, relax.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, freezing rain.
Yeah, but just waiting on this warm weather, man, or just to get warmer in general.
Soon come. I keep saying I'm gonna, you know, be mature on vacation, but it's hard to know until you actually, until the sun hits you.
Yeah, you got a lot of pent up aggression.
I'm backed up. It's been too long. So I keep saying I'm going to try to be chill, but once the sun hit and, you know, you pop the shades out, no one can no longer, and I got these new shades with full tint, can't see the eyes at all.
Good, man.
So I just don't know who I'm going to be. So if you get a call from a Mexican number. Might be a jail cell. You might need an answer. Oh, man. All right, man. Let's get into it. We missed last week, so we really didn't get a... We really didn't talk... Did we get a chance about Super Bowl?
We didn't talk about it.
We did not. Let's talk about it quickly.
Brady, utmost respect. Never betting against. Made me look stupid.
He lacks humility. Nah, man. They smacked the Chiefs. Like, it was, like, very disappointing, honestly.
Yeah, I tapped out by the third quarter.
Me too. Like, I was just like, I don't know what I'm watching this for. Like, you know when you just had a feeling it was over? Mm-hmm. That fourth down play where Mahomes got tripped and still launched that shit down the field. And it hit, I don't know what the receiver was, but hit him right in his face. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, there's no hope for this. Like, Mahomes did everything he could possibly do.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it just wasn't their night. But the Bucs, like, all praise to them, all praise to Tom Brady. Like, they just showed up, looked way more prepared and more ready to just win.
Yeah, they made it look easy. And then just the ease, Brady was playing under versus Mahomes, who was under intense duress. And then looking back in hindsight now, I was kind of... I guess a little down on Rodgers when he ended up being he gave the Bucks the biggest opposition through the entire run now in hindsight, because the Super Bowl wasn't close. It was, I just got to give it up. Got to apologize to the MVP Rodgers, give it up to Brady. He's just moving on. He's a different tier. Can't bet against him.
He made it look too easy, man.
He really did.
So this dude just picks up and goes to this whole new team and like, yep, we're going to win here too.
Yeah, he deserves the utmost respect. He in a different class. Yeah, it was like, is he the GOAT? I'm like, I got to take a break from, that's one thing I'm going to do, take a break from sports talk, because some of these topics are kind of crazy.
Repetitive.
Yeah.
One, they're repetitive, and then like, they'll just dissect it from every single every single angle and every possible way they can. It's just like, yo, like, you guys talk about this the last segment and the segment before that.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking a break on that.
Yeah.
I got to. But yeah, no, man, yeah. The Bucks, you know, they're going to be even better next year, but I'm still with Mahomes.
Bro, still you left the Mahomes game again?
Still think he's the best quarterback in the league. Still left the game thinking that. Even with the misses he had, like you said, the one that hit Tyreek in the helmet, the one he threw under the rest, he's being tackled to the ground. I mean, I just hope. I think he got all-time talent. I just think he's an all-timer. So I'm intrigued to see how he responds and his team, yeah, given what happened.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it wasn't nothing much he could really do. He didn't have time in the pocket.
Yeah, like, no, he did all he could.
Weren't they missing like three offensive linemen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you going to do with that right before the Super Bowl? Like, it wasn't much he could do. I mean, he tried his best. He was literally, was like, as you said, under the rest, running all over the place. I was shocked.
Still hitting receivers.
Half of those passes he was getting all was surprising. They had some drops.
Yeah, he was still putting his receivers in there.
Yeah, a couple of them Super Bowl jitters.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, that game sucked.
Yeah, so third quarter, I was like, I'm tapping out. Like, they're not winning this. And I gave up on it.
I was like, yeah, Mahomes don't convert on this drive. Because they came out strong, and they were moving the ball up, but then they still
get close to the goal line and, like
couldn't convert.
Yeah, it's the goal line, yeah. Got close, and then just nothing.
I'm like, nah, yeah. I'm watching Malcolm and Marie. I'm out. I'm out, yo. I'm out.
Oh, my God. What'd you think of the halftime show?
I liked it. I liked it. I didn't I can't identify production value to this extent, mm-hmm. so I don't know where the 7 mil went. Mm-hmm. But I liked it. Like, I'm a Weeknd fan.
Yeah.
You know? And I know all the songs. I liked it. I thought he was impressive.
Yeah.
I didn't really have high expectations even with the 7 mil.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, what is that going to look like? And again, I still don't know. Like, I don't know where. But I liked it. I like his song.
Again, I still don't know.
I don't know, but I like his song selection. And I like his performance. I wasn't expecting anything. I'd have to go back in Super Bowl performance history to see the ones that wowed me. I wasn't thinking anything crazy.
Yeah. I think that was my take of it too. It was like, yeah, that was cool. I like it, like the song selection. But I think like because like the $7 million like number was put, mm-hmm. like was thrown out there like a day or two before the Super Bowl, I was looking for it. I'm like, what did he spend money on? And like, cause he's like, wasn't it like $7 million so he could have it in his vision or something like that?
Yes.
I'm like, okay, so did you pay $7 million to have a GoPro camera while you're running through that maze? Like, where's the $7 million going? Like, I just don't know where it went.
The maze and the dancers.
It must have.
Weren't there fireworks?
There's always fireworks. So I don't think they paid for that. It's like the NFL doing the fireworks at the end of it.
Yeah, I hope he does a breakdown in a future interview or something.
He ain't never going to break that down.
Yeah. It was cool, though. Yeah, I wasn't expecting much. So I still went in with low expectations, even with the 7M announcement. So
7Ms?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to have like a hologram or something like him. And I don't know what I thought was going to pop out. But I just kept waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like the halftime show was over. Like, thanks for watching Pepsi halftime show. I'm like, oh, all right. That was up. That's what's up. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. That's it, man.
God bless him. Man spent $7 million like it was $7,000.
Yeah, biggest Super Bowl low on paper. Trash.
Yeah.
But what's the last good one? You think that the 49ers Chiefs was a good one or was a good quarter? Because that's the one Mahomes felt a lot under duress as well until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he didn't play that well until the fourth quarter.
Top to bottom game. That Eagles Pats one was good.
That was good.
With Brady threw like,
yeah. And then before that,
back and forth.
The Seahawks Patriots were good. Oh, the Patriots when they played the Falcons and the Falcons came back 28-3.
Yeah,
that was a great one.
Yeah.
I thought that shit was over. Everyone thought that game was over.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Damn, Brady really is great. Ah.
Yeah, I remember I was watching that game and I was like, you know what? Just because he's the quarterback, I'm not going to turn the TV off. Just that kind of respect just says, and then for him to actually, and his team, and that defense, it should be highlighted. Yeah. But for him to do his part and facilitate that comeback. But... Yeah, man.
Just now go to another team and just have the same effect there.
Especially after how he looked. Yeah, really, no. It was just the weapons.
Yeah. What can one say? All right, I gave them enough of my time.
Yeah.
Passion talk is on your mind.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I would talk about my Lakers, but we're going to hold that off for a bit because I want to talk about something that's way more near and dear to my heart. Something that you don't believe in anymore, Kevin. I don't know who you are.
What? Huh? Oh, the Knicks?
The Knicks. All right. You see young Julius out here?
I'm a cord cutter. I don't have access to MSG. I'm
a cord cutter.
He's wilding tonight as we speak.
Is he?
Yeah, he was shooting like 100% in the first quarter. He had 13 points.
Listen, I'm telling you. Yeah, he's
giving it to the Magic.
He an all-star, okay?
He should be.
And you want it. I'm about to say that with a straight face. I can't even say it out loud.
Yeah, now say it.
I'm about to say it. I can't even say it with a straight face. Nah.
Yep. Little 30 points a game. Stunted.
He would have stunted Julius Randle's growth.
Stunted.
He would have stunted his growth. You got Julius Randle. About to be an all-star. Start
him right alongside him.
Mm-mm. He would have stunted his growth. We good. We don't need nobody else. She Dirty ENT. We all we got.
Damn, yo. Six seed.
We looking good. I mean, I honestly don't think we get out the first round. But for us to make it to the playoffs is an accomplishment.
Yeah, that just holds. That's a win.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Just make it to the playoffs.
Hang a banner to make it to the playoffs. If that holds.
Like, if you ever, I guess because we have league pass, but you blacked out. So I watched damn near all their games. They're not very really that entertaining to watch. Like, they have games where, like, they are really entertaining. But, like, everyone has to be hitting on all, clicking on all cylinders for them to be, like, looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Even Julius Randle's like, his game doesn't look like that entertaining. He's like gotten better at the 3-point shot. He's shooting better from three than Dame Lillard this year. I just saw a random stat on Bleacher Report. They were like showcasing all these like eye popping stats that you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. He's averaging more points than AD, more rebounds than Joel Embiid, and shooting a better 3-point percentage than Damian Lillard.
I gotta look up his stats. I gotta do a
boy. Check-up. Yeah, that's what I'm about to try to tell you. Don't listen to me. He should be. See, they didn't give the fans all this love. He should be an all-star starter. Nah, that's a bit extreme.
Yeah, that's coming.
He should definitely be a reserve though.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's crazy. That's crazy.
Wait, at the four position? Nah. Giannis and KD.
They start three front court players. He Giannis, does it in Embiid,
and Embiid,
KD, and Giannis. Man, come on. Now.
I tried it. I tried it.
Oh, my God.
He should definitely be a reserve, though. This man, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how he scores so many points. He only goes left.
23 and 11. Almost six assists.
What's his PER?
20.91. He 31st in the league.
It's not say 31st best player. We'll take it. It's a stretch. He's probably the 50th best player in the league.
Yeah, you won this play. Come on now. Well, nah, he should get an all-star nod.
He should definitely get a nod. He's playing really well. We got Derrick Rose now on the Knicks. I think that was a good solid pickup. What did we give up for him?
That was just a pick. Yeah. Oh, no, and Dennis Smith. A pick and Dennis Smith. Might have been a second round in Dennis.
Trash.
Hope he thrives.
I'd be happy, too. He was out there campaigning 2 weeks ago to go to play in the G League.
Dennis Smith?
Yes.
Oh, why he wasn't getting any minutes?
No minutes. He was saying that he wanted to go to G League to prove himself, to prove that he could still be a contending player in the NBA.
That's why he was all smiles to go to Detroit.
Yeah. So he's just going to another team where he can potentially play now. It's like, fam, you've had years now in the league to prove that you can be good.
Nah, I just need one more. Don't be a hater.
Remember, he's supposed to be the savior?
Of who?
I'm not, the savior is a strong word. But he went to Dallas and they're like, oh, and then everyone's giving a Nick shit about why they didn't draft him. And then they traded for him and look at him.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Now you in Detroit. Disrespectful. Anyway. Enough about the old players. I don't care about no one who ain't on the team. We're looking good, man. Let's make the playoffs. We just win one playoff game. That'd be beautiful.
I just need that to hold. Yeah. There might be fans back, too.
Oh! Well, oh, yeah, there are going to be fans back on the 24th, 25th, I think.
10% of these venues.
So is that 1,800?
I don't know. I'm definitely not looking at MSG because I don't want to spend my rent.
You ain't going, Kev?
I want to spend 6 months rent on the
You told me you got a raise. You ain't going?
No. I'll scurry down to the Barclays.
There's no way in hell Barclays tickets are going to be less than MSG tickets right now.
No, that's a fact.
Well, no, not right now.
I don't know. I don't
know. Not right now.
I don't know, actually.
Kev, there's three superstars.
The Knicks are the most valued basketball team. Yeah. And they haven't put a good product out.
Listen, there's no way in hell ticket prices for the Knicks. I mean, I'm not saying there's no way in hell. There's no way in hell it should be anyway. But it probably will be, which is disgusting. Now I'm thinking about it in my head. As it's bouncing around in my head, I'm like, there's three superstars in Brooklyn.
All right. We'll see.
He was paying top dollar to see Julius Randle. I love him, but come on, son.
I'll report back and see what I find.
I'll look on SeatGeek and shit.
See what a nosebleed runs.
Yeah. Wow.
Ain't nothing else to do.
I mean, I wouldn't go anyway. you really want to see Julius Randle play like that?
I'm talking about the Barclays. I'm not going into New York City. I was
like, why would you go there?
To go Midtown West to go to the
to step over homeless people, potentially get robbed. And see Julius Randle. Don't forget that part.
Yeah, no, I want to come out of game 11:30 at night.
And at Penn Station?
Yeah. functioning city, if that.
Oh my God, I feel so bad saying that. But have you been over on that side recently?
Not since the last summer, and Jesus. It was tough.
It's rough over there.
What I saw in broad day.
It's rough.
I was there August, and I got back from just around like 2 p.m. on a Sunday, August afternoon. It's tough. What I saw, it looked like Amsterdam from The Wire.
I was over there Labor Day, and I was like, like, there's damn near no stores open over
barely
there.
Barely anything open. And then the individuals you come
I remember being like, yo, there's no way hell I'll come over here at night anymore.
No.
I mean, I never was before anyway, but definitely
I was thinking
now.
The same thing. I'm like, thank God it's sunny and hot. And kind of might have to switch avenues.
Yeah, so don't go over the 7th and 8th. It's always it get different over there.
Yeah, nah, people that's were crazy. Down bad.
When that's going to recover?
Yeah, it's like the area that New York forgot because
it's gonna take some years. It looks crazy over there now. Yeah, I mean, never was like top notch, but it's just.
It's looking like it just forgotten about.
Yeah,
the individuals I'm seeing.
I don't want to say. No, I'm not saying that. Forget it.
I'm not gonna.
It looked crazy. We'll leave it at that. So, got some potentials on the buyout market right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got Andre Drummond. We talked about him before on the podcast about potentially how the Nets are going to get him, which I really hope that's not the case. But latest rumors are saying that he might go to the Raptors, which I'm perfectly
fine with. I'm hoping
the
team trade. They're saying the Celtics. I'm like, just somebody just traded for him.
Anywhere.
Keep him in the Nets. Yeah,
don't go to Brooklyn, fam. Yeah. Anywhere except Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah.
Somebody trade for him.
You want to go play in Tampa? Go to Tampa. Go to Tampa
Bay.
Yeah,
do whatever you want. Yeah.
Have fun.
I fully agree. So.
But don't go to Brooklyn.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Fully agree.
And then Blake Griffin is sitting out. Until either a buyout or trade.
A buyout, then.
Yeah. No one's trading for that massive contract.
Not a soul.
You got like 2 years and 54 left or something like that?
Yeah, not a soul.
A man can't even jump over a quarter at this point. So
not yet. You know. Those days are done. He's going to get bought out.
I mean, he's still putting up decent numbers to not have any, like his to have had so many injuries to his lower extremities. Essentially, I think he's put up like 15, 16 still.
That's great. We don't need
that
to be
is for someone
option.
That's that bad.
He about to cost like $2.6 million on somebody cap.
That's beautiful. Hopefully the Lakers.
I hope so too. Especially with AD going down. It'd be perfect. God, it'd be perfect.
What is so he had Achilles tendonitis or what was it? Calf strain?
Calf strain. Very Kevin Durant-ish with
the
Lakers.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I don't like it.
You beat me to it. You beat me to it. I'm like, yo, I got the same, like, that same eerie feeling. Like,
yeah,
exactly what they said.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know these Lakers don't operate like the Warriors.
No.
I can't live in a world.
Nah. Just throw AD back out there?
Nah. We got him locked up. It ain't like KD. It was like, oh, yeah, he ain't resigning. Let him do whatever. We need this ring.
Yeah, go have fun out there. See what happens.
20 months later.
Facts. Yeah. If I was the Lakers, though, sit him down.
Don't rush him.
6 weeks.
This ain't important. This ain't the playoffs.
I want to come back to the second half of the season. Minimum.
Yeah, I don't know why they're saying 2 to 3. Just be fully healthy. Fully. Be overcautious.
All-star game is first week in March, right?
Yeah, that's Sunday.
That's why they're saying 2 to 3 weeks. Because assuming that he's going to be healthy and rested after the all-star break.
Okay.
And he also probably wants to play in the all-star game. So he can't.
This is always stupid to me. I hope it.
So stupid. The credit anyway.
That I was just going to say.
Yeah, like you get the credit anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, fam, you're an all-star. Cool. Let someone else play. Rest up.
Yeah.
You're not missing anything.
And you kind of phoned it in this season.
Yeah, and Bron already said on record, you got mad players saying they don't even really want to play. So what you missing?
Just chill so we can boost Bron.
Yeah, your mic kicked out. What'd you say?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What'd you say? Just chill.
I said
so
just
what?
Chill so we can boost Bron MVP campaign even
further.
Yeah,
facts. I'm not really feeling all this other Joel Embiid talk, you know?
Yes, it's a conversation. I'm not going to do that. He's the clear. It's those two. I've seen Jokic, but if I'm seeing your team at seventh in the West, if you were playing MVP, I don't want
to. Can't talk to me.
Love Joker, but yeah. If you got to go through hurdles just to get to the playoffs, we don't.
They're looking real questionable. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Murray, it was a fraudulent performance, what we saw.
I think it was Jeremy Grant. He was the glue that held them together.
He was the second best player all along.
I'm out of here. And then went to Detroit, and they trashed. I can't believe Denver offered him the same contract, and he chose to go to Detroit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
That's what I'm saying.
He put him numbers, though. That's probably why he really wanted to get his stats on. Let me see.
Good for him. That was surprising.
Jeremy Grant, ESPN. I mean, he putting up numbers, though. 23, 5.5, and 3 assists.
If he happy, that's great. He got his money.
He won't have no chance to do that. No chance to put those kind of numbers up.
I guess you got to see what you can really do.
God
bless him. He can lead his team to a lottery.
That's definitely what he leading them to. Aren't they definitely the worst team in the East?
They're up there. They're up there.
There's a lot of surprising teams in the league.
No, they are the one.
I'm about to say. Like, every time I see, like, you know, you go through, like, the league pass and see the scores, I'm like, oh, Pistons lost again. All right. I don't remember, like, not one game where, like, oh, the Pistons won.
Yeah. But just to quickly circle back to that Embiid thing, they're 18-10 right now, number one in the East. Mm-hmm. The Lakers are second in the West at 22-7. I think Embiid's missed like 5 of these 28 games, not more. So I don't understand how it's like he can be the favorite when he's played less games. Bron's played every game, and his team, while number one in their conference, is worse than the team in which the clear cut competition is in.
So I'm watching the game now. They're playing Sixers. Mm-hmm. He missed 6 games, and the Sixers are 1-5 without him.
Okay. So, at what point? So does he just sit the rest of the season and get the
No. I'm just saying that's how it works in his favor. Like, he's that useful to them. But at the same time, it's gonna work in Bron's favor because AD's out right now. So Bron has to like really prove that, like, he, you know, can still, I mean, we know he can't, but he's got to use his time to really, like, kill. Maybe averaging, like, 30 while AD out as they're winning. It also helps that, you know, KD ain't playing tomorrow, so when they play.
Yeah.
So you got to tap. And Bron versus Harden and Kyrie, he need to tap them the heads. Bron need to come out and tap them heads.
Yeah, I hope he does send a message. This is a really good – this next run to close out the first half of the season, crazy times. Because they got the Nets. They got Portland. They got the Jazz, who are number one in the West. So you can send another message there. Don't care. If they finish number one, I'm not – I got to see it in the playoffs.
They remind me of what year was that when the Hawks finished number one? Joe Johnson, Al Horford, and them boys.
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't Millsap on that team too?
That's when they had 4 All Stars.
Yeah,
you talking about that year? And then they saw Bron, and they—I forgot what year that was.
They had 4 All Star reserves.
Ain't a soul except Team Analytics picked them in the series.
They won 60 games that season. They had Horford, Millsap, Joe Johnson, and Jeff Teague. And none of them should have been in the All-Star game.
That's when Culver was an All-Star, too.
They shouldn't have. It's disgusting behavior.
Oh, they got
it. That's what the Jazz remind me of, though.
All right, they got 8 games before the close of the first half of the season.
Who they play?
Brooklyn, Miami, Washington, at Utah, Portland, Golden State, Phoenix, at Sacramento. So they got 6 home games and with some tough competition.
7-1.
7-1. Who's the one loss? And no back to back. Oh no, the back to back. The Phoenix Sacramento is a back to back. March 2nd and March 3rd.
They'll probably lose to Sacramento then.
Till then, they play every other day.
Damn. They'll probably lose to Sacramento.
They go 7-1 in this stretch. Just hand him the trophy.
They'll probably lose to Sacramento because they'll probably like exert themselves against Phoenix, and then not take Sacramento too, take them too light. And you know the Lakers, they start slow as hell.
They've been doing that. That's another thing. And then
look
they
up, be down like, 15. Yeah.
They finally turn it on. They've been winning for the most. But come on, I hate when.
Yeah. How long are you gonna do that?
It's not a recipe. Yeah. It's just not a recipe.
It's not a recipe for success. Yeah.
Yeah. They did it again yesterday. Even that game, who was it?
Memphis.
The Grizzlies. Yeah.
Down 22. It was like, no, down 20. 22-2. I'm like, yo, what is going on?
Yeah.
On a nasty televised game, had Richard Jefferson cracking, getting on LeBron.
Oh, we'll see.
Damn, Dwight is trash.
They knew something?
Son, Dwight just literally had Boogie underneath the rim.
Mm-hmm.
Turned around. Boogie didn't even jump. He, like, backed up so he didn't foul him. And then, like, tried to finger roll it and just finger rolled it right off the front of the rim.
He got the ring.
That's your boy.
It's over. Nah. Nah, I wish they'd sign him though as a backup big. I do.
Nah, he's definitely decent. He's not trash, but that was just a trash move. Very disappointing. He's better than Al Horford. I know how strongly you feel about him.
They banish him.
Crazy? I've not seen him play a single, like, I know he's on Oklahoma City and I've watched him play. But I've not seen him yet.
I saw him because they were playing the Lakers.
This man making 28 M's.
God is good, ain't he?
Elton Brand. I don't know how he got from out of that mistake.
Yeah. Now he said everything was the coach. God good again. I did everything we could for them.
That's a terrible contract.
Brett did that. That's Brett. I gave him the talent.
The one time a black man can actually blame a white person to get away with it. like Elton, you clearly signed all these players to these contracts, and then now you're like, nah, Brett did it.
Nah, it's over now. I don't know what he's going to say this year when they get eliminated.
Yeah, they definitely.
They didn't make the Eastern Conference Finals, though.
Yeah. Because the Bucks don't look that good. The Heat do not look good at all.
They really might not make it. They better stop playing.
You got two teams. It's more competitive teams now. You got, the Knicks. Don't let me forget them.
Can't have that happen.
Can't have that happen. My boy Julius Randle. Shout out to you. we got Charlotte. LaMelo been balling.
Yeah. Playoff
team. And so has Gordon Hayward.
You laugh. You
I'm a man. Look, I got, you know, I'm a man of two cities, all right? Oh, but it's like there's just a little bit more competition. Well, not more competition, but there's more teams that there's potentially some surprise teams that's going to be in the playoffs. Like, and some teams that won't, like the Heat, the Wizards. Like, what's good? Like,
nah, they ain't in the lottery. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler. Look,
the Wizards 8-17. Yeah. Yeah, I just don't. These teams that could have had James Harden, it was like, nah, they looked at Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson and said, we're good.
I never understand that. Duncan Robinson's untouchable?
Who is Philly's untouchable? Nah, you can have Ben Simmons, but you can't also have who?
Tyrese, was it Tyrese Maxey? Was that it?
I think it was.
Yeah, that was it. Yep.
That's a fun game to play. Go back in history and look at the untouchables. That's crazy.
Tyrese Maxey.
I think Harden just came back and beat the Suns by himself last night.
By himself. Made it look easy.
But hey, ain't my team.
I blame the Suns. They don't look too impressive either. Devin Booker's been letting me down. I really thought he was going to take that next step this year.
This should have been like his clear MVP season. I mean, all-star season. Not
relax.
MVP.
Yeah. Clear yeah. I heard it and I was like.
Yeah, no.
All right, fam.
This could have, no, should have been a clear all-star season.
Yep. He let me down.
Now I'm seeing maybe him or Chris Paul make it.
A lot of teams actually. I don't know why the league feels like it's like so tight, like so clustered, like so many like just average teams. Like I thought the Mavs are gonna be decent this year, and they look all right, but
yeah, it's like two or three great teams. Lakers, Nets, Clippers been pretty good. I guess I just don't believe in the Jazz, but they have the best record in the league. So
that
I
means
guess,
nothing.
But it's more great players.
Yeah.
There's so many. Like, Zach LaVine, I think, is averaging, like,
upper 20s. He is all in.
Haven't seen any of him on the Bulls. Zion, I was just laughing about. He averaging, like, 25 and 7 again. Like, just so many players. But, yeah, in terms of teams, though.
The league is definitely the most talented as it's ever been.
That's not even a question.
Yeah.
I ain't arguing with a soul.
I'm not these old heads.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not even a question.
The league is definitely more talented than it's ever been. Everyone's faster, stronger, more athletic. It's just crazy.
Bradley Beal is on the 8-17 Wizards.
I forgot about
33 points. Come on. I don't want to hear it. That team ain't making the playoffs or sniffing it.
Got the most all-star votes in Washington Wizards history.
Yes, I don't even want to.
And they trash. Is Russell Westbrook currently voted? Currently, like voted to be in the All-Star game? He should not.
he was probably among the 10 on the lower end.
Asked a question, made a statement.
Nah, it's All-Star days. Come on now.
He should not.
In the East.
He should not.
He's not making an All-Star. Over who? Come on now.
He should not.
It's not even a question.
If he makes the All-Star team, I'm definitely going to start a campaign against it.
I don't even see who you could argue. There's so many clear-cut East, and then by the time you get to, like,
guards?
Wild cards or anything, he's still not even among the first.
Guards. Who's cut clear-cut in the East besides Kyrie and Harden?
Kyrie, Harden, Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton.
Yeah, you're right though.
I don't make the rules.
No, I'm still thinking about the ghost. I'm thinking about the ghost of Westbrook's past. That's why I'm like, to say Chris Middleton's better than you, that shit sound crazy. Like, but he is.
Yeah, that MVP ain't walking through that door. It's over.
Is Brogdon better than him?
I haven't seen enough faces to make that statement. Trae Young then.
Trae Young definitely better than him.
And he might not even make the team.
Wow.
Gordon Hayward, like you said. Ain't even better?
That's a fact.
He might not make the team.
He definitely ain't making the team.
Zach LaVine been better. He ain't making the team, probably.
Damn. That's crazy. Gordon Hayward been balling. He ain't going to make the team.
It's a walk between him and Jimmy.
Yeah. That's a fact. If Westbrook make it, that would just be literally like crazy fan vote. And he don't even got that no more, so.
Ben Simmons?
Yeah, Benjamin.
He
just threw a 42. I saw that.
Yeah.
That boy is so talented. He's just really to shoot, man.
Yeah, it'll be their downfall in the playoffs. But
oh, facts.
Hey, man.
I think he'll just cut it on whenever he want to. Just, I can shoot today.
Well, Fred VanVleet, Kyle Lowry. I'm just
VanVleet
saying.
VanVleet been balling, though.
You mentioned Westbrook's name. I'm just giving you names to counter.
Is VanVleet? Wow. Nah, stop.
It happens to the best of us.
Stop. You're going to hurt my heart.
Everybody but LeBron and Tom Brady. It happened to everybody. But those two.
You know how I feel about Westbrook.
I do. He a first ballot Hall of Famer. It's over.
Is he that washed? What's his numbers looking like? I can't accept this.
I don't make the rules. He ain't even sniffing Atlanta this year.
I mean, he ain't
terrible. Nah, he just injured. That's all.
He's averaging 19, 9, and 9.5.
Okay.
He's third in the league in assists.
He's still going for them raw numbers with some shooting splits, efficiency, things of that nature. PER, things like that.
PER is 15.01.
Okay.
It's just trash. It's not trash, but it definitely could be better.
It ain't all starish.
His shooting splits are 40.
Solid starter.
His shooting splits are 41, 30, 63.7.
Can you, in good conscience, allow somebody like that to walk on the All Star court?
Jesus Christ, 4.8 turnovers. This nigga's averaging four turnovers a game for his career.
Oh my gosh.
He said, can you, in good conscience, allow someone? I don't know why that just hit me. Can you, in good conscience, allow someone to walk on the All-Star court? Nah, he don't deserve it. John Wall been better than him. Houston won that trade.
That's crazy to say.
That pick turned to be something great. Yeah, Houston gave up a pick. That pick has to be something, like, nuts.
Damn.
Westbrook looking like he just came with a damn ACL tear.
He does. That's crazy. The Rockets won the trade.
He started bitching about how he was injured and how he's feeling healthy, and then went right back, reverted right back to the norm the next game. Trash.
Yeah, that 140 piece, and then that's why it's hard to gauge these. Are you hurt or not?
Yeah. What?
You got the worst record, second worst record in the East. Didn't see this coming. Had him as a surefire playoff team.
Just those two alone, him and Bradley, I was like, definitely gonna make the playoffs. Thought they'd be bottom feeding or at least playing. They're not even making the play-in.
No.
What am I missing?
Yeah, they four spots out of the play-in.
What am I missing?
How are you four spots outside of the play-in tournament?
Like, what are we missing? We must be missing something.
How long until Beal demand a trade?
He said he want to stay.
He's still saying that?
His girl must love it in D.C.
For real.
I don't know what else he want to stay there for. He must know something we don't know.
For real. Because help ain't on the way.
It ain't on the way. D.C.'s not that market. D.C.'s not that market.
Yeah.
They got to draft marvelously, like phenomenally. D.C. is not that market.
They 8-17.
That's disgusting.
They 8-17.
They finish. What's their record? How many games did the season? 71, 72, 70?
I think 72.
72. How many?
What's it? That 25 now?
They get to 30-42? Or that's too high?
No, hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
I'll try to keep the math simple for myself. 25-47.
Nah, I'm gonna clock them at like 22 games. 22 and 50. Yep. I'm clocking them at 22 and 50.
They gonna buy Westbrook contract out?
Shit. That's a good question. Damn, nah.
That's a lot of money to buy out.
He definitely getting shut down as the second half of the season goes.
Imagine he get bought out, your career is over.
No, he still has productive numbers.
You know what I'm saying? All that barking and screaming at people is done.
Yeah. Right. He left the Rockets, so he wanted the ball back in his hand. See where it gets you?
He can't even handle it. Jesus.
That'd be tough, though. It's tough to look in the mirror after you won an MVP, and now you're leading the team to the second worst record in your conference.
It's tough. Leading them.
Leading
and
them.
Bradley, yep. And you actually are a detriment to Bradley Beal, which is crazy.
Yeah, in terms of teammates, you can argue you have no there's no difference between him and Harden, at least from an offensive standpoint. No. You're not downgrading in that regard.
Bradley Beal is balling. He wasting his prime. I don't know why he wants to stay there.
Not loyalty.
Shit, come to the Lakers. We'll figure out a trade for you.
Word, we'll make whatever happens.
We'll make the numbers match. We'll make it work.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you want five first round picks? Sure.
You got people like Blake and what's his name? Andre Drummond. They just sitting down waiting to be, you know, wished off to a contender. Meanwhile, he going out there every night.
Blake would probably play his best if he got back to the Lakers. You know he love L.A.
Be ready, Blake.
Especially after the way the Clippers did him. I'll be salty forever.
They should be ruled out. They should be ruled out.
I'll be salty forever.
They traded him within months to sign that contract.
I'll be salty forever.
Which is the right move. But
I mean, obviously, they were smart.
I hope he's salty, too, so we can get him.
Yeah. That was smart on their part. When he signed that contract, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Then they shipped him to Detroit.
For 3 years.
Oh, my God. Shout out to all our listeners in Detroit.
Yeah, but, you're right. I feel
we always like shit on Detroit.
Straight week. Yeah, we got love for the Motor City.
Yeah. Dumb, every right? time we get on here, we just be like, yo, damn, that's crazy. Like, two episodes.
Yeah, we got to like, stop
nah,
doing
we got to do better. Shout out to Detroit.
I don't know much. I'm just a city boy. I don't know much. That's
not
all.
Not either.
Don't listen to my ignorance.
Jalen Rose and them out there, you know?
Yeah. That's all I don't know any better. That's
people that really vouch for it. That's what's up. But yeah. That's two episodes straight.
Nah, I think more than that.
People understand, People understand. Nothing against the trip. But you understand if you come from L.A. Like you,
yeah, that it's a culture shock. Year-round, yeah.
It's a culture shock. Though. We'll leave it at that. Nah, Big Sean and Eminem. You see, I gotta start throwing out good compliments. Just random people. They got Big Sean and Eminem.
Oh, man.
That's a culture shock, yeah. And, what else?
I don't really know.
I think we hit it all. Go ahead, unless you got some.
So you got in your All-Stars in the East and the West. Put you on the spot.
Top five.
Sure, easy, yeah. East five in the East. Who are your starters?
Kyrie, Harden, Durant, Giannis, and Embiid. In the West, this gets a little hard. Steph, LeBron, Joker, Kawhi, and then who's another guard in the West? I guess, probably Donovan Mitchell won't get the nod just because, like, his team is first in the
right
now. Who else? Dame Luka, Lillard?
Dame?
Oh, I forgot about Luka.
God damn.
I was thinking about Dame. Dame's not playing that well this year. He has been, like, the past 2 weeks or so with some, like, game winning shots. Look at his numbers. Wow. Donovan Mitchell got his team as the number one team in the West right now.
He shouldn't be starting the All-Star game. He gonna make the All-Star team?
He's definitely gonna make it.
Over Rudy?
Stop it. Let's see what Dame's
at. I don't be surprised when Rudy and the All-Star team setting screens.
Oh, my bad.
I know you're bad. Yeah, I don't know what you were watching.
I don't know why I thought he was having a bad... I haven't been watching them. I thought he was having a bad year. Damn! All right, Dame, my bad.
Damn.
Nah, my bad.
What do you gotta
my
do?
Bad.
Nah,
my bad.
I ain't gonna follow.
Oh shit, said Donovan Mitchell. Did the disrespect.
Yeah, clip that.
Yeah, put that on the wall. Fuck. Real fucked
clip
up.
Clip that.
Sheesh. Alright, nigga. I got 9 out of 10 right. Like you put me on the spot, I got 9 out of 10.
You said what are the guards? Like, damn.
No, I had to think.
Damn, Luke and Dame for Trump? Goodness.
Donovan Mitchell. Just because Shaq don't believe him don't mean I don't.
That was so weird.
So weird. She must have did something to Shaq.
For real. It was so odd. But hey.
I don't think you're going to be that great.
You don't think Rudy making the All-Star team?
He ain't going to be a starter.
You're right. I only asked you for the starter.
Yeah.
Who you had in your front court?
Joker. Mm-hmm. LeBron, Kawhi.
No. Yeah, no arguments there.
Okay.
None at all. All
right, cool.
None at all.
AD don't deserve to be a starter.
Nah, hell no. Mm-mm. He been mailing it in. He lucky he that good. He got the nod.
Yeah, he don't deserve to be a starter. Kawhi been balling this year.
Yeah.
And he has been playing most games, which has been surprising. That's because he want to opt out. That's why.
You're right.
He going to opt out.
Contract year behavior. Yep. This is definitely contract year behavior.
I think the Knicks either have a team option or Julius Randle has a player option. This is his contract year as well.
No, it's over.
Because he signed a 2-on-1. So that's why he balling out as well.
No, he bet on. Oh, yeah.
And it's the over. Knicks better not be stupid and give him that bag. I'm talking shit. Like, this is a one-time All-Star thing. Like, they give him that bag 5 years or some nonsense like that. He'll revert back to normal. 16-8 or something like that.
Yeah.
Let someone else sign him.
Maybe 2 weeks out from the All-Star. When do they announce? It's like 2 weeks away.
I'm assuming soon.
Let's get Julius that nod.
They probably don't even know when they're going to announce. All this shit's last minute for them. They just thought they were having an All-Star game. This is crazy.
Yeah. It's like, you know, how can we make the players angrier?
Yo, didn't even run it past Bron. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Danny Green just made a three.
Now he got his powers back since he left.
Oh, shit. He 4-for-5.
And we said that Kawhi's been playing this year. He's going to miss his third straight game tonight against the Jazz.
Damn.
Too much to follow.
It's too many games.
There's a lot going on.
A lot going on very quickly. What's wrong with him? He injured?
I think he had some foot injury.
Damn.
Because I forgot who they played on Sunday. Him nor PG played, but they beat whoever they played. I don't know. I've been watching him.
He's been playing well.
Yes, he has.
He's been playing well. I'm going to give him his props.
He got back with his trainer during his interview.
Yeah.
That was the right choice for him. That was a good move.
And no one checked him. Just said that, like, my MVP season. You've never won MVP, yo. My man finished third in MVP, but would have said he won MVP.
Oh, my God.
People look crazy.
He said he locked in, though. He locked in. Who am I to tell him different?
People are crazy.
That's nuts.
That's some nuts behavior.
It is.
Jesus.
He said he locked in.
He has been playing well, so I'll give him credit for that, but I ain't going to ever get over that statement. All right. I think we hit it all. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support, and That's why I don't take weeks off. This is why I don't take weeks off. It's so you're supposed to just come out naturally. Just come at me. Let's try this again. There we go. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Definitely subscribe to that YouTube channel. Got the full-length videos up there. Full-length audios on Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Cast, Apple Podcasts, everywhere that podcasts are streaming. We are there. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.